Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio. I apologize, I'm a minute late in logging in. I was being interviewed by someone regarding today's Supreme Court decision. And I'm so excited to be here today. It is Friday morning, and welcome to the show. It's really interesting this week. My messages that I've been inspired with have been go with the flow, stepping out of the way of change, moving forward in evolution. And it just feels like that is exactly what the universe is trying to tell us. It's time for us to evolve as a race of people on this planet. And part of that evolution is to not let fear drive you. And it's so appropriate for today's show to be about that subject matter. I'm proud to be here as a person who supports freedom and equality, you know, as a person who has benefited in my life for those who have fought for freedom and equality. So God bless everyone. Enjoy your day today for those of you who are celebrating. Celebrate safe and let us continue with the message of evolution. So let's get started with our show today. Today's topic, go with the flow, stepping into the changing tide with excitement. We no longer want to stand in fear. We no longer want to run away from our purpose, our mission. We no longer want to push against with resistance that which is inevitable for us to accomplish in our lives. We want to step forward and we want to go with the flow. I often say that it is a mission that we're accepting. It is a call to action that we're accepting. It is a purpose. It is a duty. It is what we are here to do that we are accepting in our lives. And that joyous, wonderful, inspirational mission, that purpose that you have decided you want to take on in this life, whatever that may be. I often speak with artists that are coming up, be they dancers, art creators, actors, singers, musicians. It matters not what your muse is. To be inspired by the universe to bring joy and peace and love into the lives, to touch us with your art is indeed a great mission to undertake. And it can be riddled with fear. It can be paralytic, so paralytic with the fear of judgment as people consider what you're presenting with your soul to touch us. So for all of you out there that feel like you're trying to step into something that is a struggle for you, and that struggle is caught up in your fear, that's what today broadcast is about. And I hope that I can give you some insight and some inspiration to move forward, because we need all of you. Without those who are vanguard, without those who are coming forward to make things happen for the world, without all of that, we have no future. We have no evolution. So as always, take a moment before we really begin our show to take a deep breath. If you are driving or doing anything, we're stopping for a moment, we'll be unsafe. Please continue to do what you're doing, your activity. You can continue to listen. You can come back and have a listen to the rebroadcast when you are in a safer place so that you can ground yourself and be ready to receive. So take a moment, ground yourself, take a deep breath in, close your eyes if you can, and breathe in this wonderful energy of joy and abundance and support that surrounds you from the universe. Breathe it in and release. And with that released breath, I want you to release everything that is stagnant in you, everything that is holding you back, everything that is keeping you in that state of fear. Let's do that one more time. Breathe in the acceptance. Breathe in the joy. Breathe in the abundance. And release the judgment, the fear, the condemnation, the things that have stopped you from doing what it is you're here to do. Again, breathe in the golden, wonderful energy of joy, abundance, and acceptance. And release the energy of negativity and rejection. Let's talk about the flow of the tide. And the tide is often used, the current is often used to speak to change, because those are the energies in nature that really bring the clearest change. Our planet has evolved through the energy of change, through the violent energies of earthquakes and volcanoes, and through the beautiful flow of liquid, be that liquid magma or water. They move mountains and they move trees. They remove life from a specific area and teleport it to another area. The process of evolution of the planet Earth has been brought forth by the currents of change. Your own life is about flowing through this change. Those who fight the change and resist the change are wiped away by the change. Those who flow with the change evolve with the change, because the change is going to happen whether you want it to or not. You can resist or you can evolve. And to resist is often painful, because when you resist, you'll find yourself uncomfortable. You may even find yourself in pain. And eventually you may even find yourself alone, because you resist. As a Star Trek fan, we can say resistance is futile. And it is, because you cannot stop the flow of change and you cannot stop the inevitability of evolution. So stop fighting and resisting this change. So many of you have contacted me. I work with so many people during the week and during the month, and everybody that has been put here for something grand and fantastic, they're all going through this process of change. And every one of us that has been put here to help evolve this planet to enlightenment, that change, honey, is going to be tough, because you are evolving. Accept the call that you feel you've been put here for, and know that it is time to change. How do you adjust to the change? Let's go back to the idea of the water. When the current flows through, it picks up little pebbles on the sides of the shore. It picks up the little pebbles and the stones on the bottom of the body of water, and slowly but surely through time, nature is patient, right? Slowly and slowly through time, this flat ground slowly becomes a small creek. That small creek slowly becomes a river. It may become a gorge with a body of water through it, like the Grand Canyon. It can become mountain ranges as the water digs and digs and digs, and the earth pushes up and pushes up and pushes up. Nothing can stop it. Even we try to stop it. We'll place dams up to try to stop the flow. But you see, if we don't upkeep the dams, nature will continue to flow, and she will flow right through it. Evolution is inevitable in nature. And we are a part of nature in the roles that we play. So I encourage you, I invite you to take a minute right now and think about how you are going to move your life forward into this grand design you are attempting to step into. I want to ask you to ask yourself this one question, and that question is this: is this goal really and truly what I want to do? How bad do I want it? Okay, that's two questions. Really and truly what I want, and how bad do I want it? If you want it so bad that the idea of never accomplishing it in this life scares you, makes you feel unfulfilled, makes you feel like you cannot breathe, then you are ready to step forward. It is time to step forward. Don't be afraid of evolution, my friend. Don't be afraid of moving forward. Don't be paralyzed by the thought of this dream coming to be. Be excited. Take on the reins of the flow of the current and be excited. I said in my title, stepping into the changing tide with excitement. It is hard to be excited when the journey is uncomfortable. And as I think about the announcement that I woke up to this morning from the Supreme Court, I think about the fights and the struggles that many people have done on this planet for the chance to live in freedom, the chance to be here and live the life of freedom comes at a heavy price. People have paid a heavy price in the history of our species so that others can be free. And it's interesting that the people who paid the price, most of them, if not all of them, were never able to taste the ice cream of freedom, to drink the water of freedom. They fought price so that you can be free. They were not paralyzed by fear. They were inspired by evolution. By any means necessary, change will happen. And they took a stand so that that change could be. For you and I, we get to live in a world where the freedoms that are on the table for us were served up by those people who paid the ultimate price. And if those people could take their lives and put them on the table so that others could be free, I think it should be fairly easy for you and I to step into the current to do something less demanding. Because for most of you, dreams and aspirations don't require a martyrdom. They require courage, the ability to take criticism, the ability to take on something a little difficult, the courage to stand up and say, I am this person that I believe and I dream to be. I can affect people's lives in a positive way by bringing them healing energy. I can inspire people to greatness by being a motivational speaker. I can help people change their lives by being a counselor. I can inspire people to joy by being a writer. These are powerful statements, and these are powerful dreams, and they are possible, and they are absolutely necessary to take us from where we used to be to where we are supposed to be here in the 21st century. And you are a very vital and critical piece to the puzzle of that evolution. So fear is not something that should drive you. Fear is something that should inspire you. You feel the little butterflies in your tummy coming in? Let us switch that emotion. Let us turn that reaction. Don't run from the fear. Don't be paralyzed from the fear. Don't push it to something wonderful is going to happen. Because if you don't feel the little butterflies, then you're not doing anything interesting, right? If you're not feeling that little tickle of fear, you're living that life of stagnation, the life that's just there. Just waking up in the morning, going with the flow of normality, and you're not doing the thing that you've been inspired to do. I'm not saying that there's not a place for formal standard, just a life that you have worked hard, you worked for that dream, and now it flows with consistency. That's fine. Sometimes I want that myself. But for some of you, you have a greater purpose, and you can feel it in your soul that you're afraid to take the step forward. I wish, deep in my soul, I wish that today would be the day that you, my friend, decide you're going to step into your being, get the courage to resist the fear, and make this the first day that you become this person you dream to be. It's hard to face your fears. It's hard to move forward, especially when the past presents an energy of comfort. You ever wake up in the morning in the wintertime, if you live in a place where it gets really cold in the winter, and you have to get up and go to work, or you have to get up and go to school, or you have to get up and go take care of something important, maybe you're a caregiver, you got to take care of a person, but the warm bed calls to you like a jealous lover, you can't get out of the bed because it's so comfortable, it's so warm. Your nose can feel the chill of the air because you haven't clicked the heater on yet. You haven't had your cup of coffee or tea yet. Your feet are nice and warm and snuggly. You don't want to get out of bed. You just want to stay in bed. But somehow for most of us, when we lay in that moment, Maybe the alarm went off, we hit snooze, and we lay back down. There's a part of us that says, honey, you can't stay in bed. You got to get up. You have to go to work. We got to eat. You have to go to school. Mom and dad are going to kill you if you don't graduate from school. You have to complete this process that you have to complete the day. Tomorrow's another day. All you got to do is get up. And the little one in you says, but it's so warm in the bed. And the adult in you says, I know it's warm. But guess what? This bed will be here tonight. And you get up and you brave through the cold floor. You drink your coffee. You warm up. Take your shower and do whatever routine you do in the morning to get yourself started. And you go about your day. Because you don't have a choice. You have to get up and do your thing, right? It's the same with life. Learn to speak to yourself encouraging, strong, supportive statements. The affirmations are powerful. I'm a strong believer in the powerful effect of affirmations. Speak to yourself with clear, connective intent when you are trying to get yourself to move forward, when you're standing paralyzed, contemplating your dreams. Speak to yourself and affirm the purpose of the dream and how powerful you are in the ability to achieve that dream. I am going to do this thing. I will be powerful at this act. I am more than adequate in voice to take on this project. The words are powerful, and they will speak to your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind will become your ally, and your subconscious mind will release the fear. As an entertainer, I also believe that fear is a powerful tool because it is the fear that drives you as a warrior conquering an enemy. You conquer your fears and celebrate your victory. That's the last key there. Conquering your fear to celebrate the victory. Because if you can do something that you're afraid to do, has anybody done that? Whether it is taking on a hike, whether it is jumping in the water for the first time because you're afraid to learn to swim, being on stage for the first time, doing something that you're afraid of, making sure you're safe. For those of you who have a lot of extreme sports out there, please be safe, my friend. But doing something that you're afraid of, accomplishing that. I have the unique experience of being a dance instructor, and I've taken on many people in my space who have been afraid to dance, afraid to be on stage, afraid to perform in front of people. And they take lessons and we go out as a group and we'll do a performance. And it changes their lives. It changes their perspective. It changes who they are. Because at the end of the day, if I can stand up and do this, oh my goodness, I can do just about anything. Dancer. It's an amazing experience. If you have yet to experience, I encourage you to make that bucket list and find something that is not so complicated and not unsafe and take some steps to achieve that. It will change how you look at life because now the little fears won't seem so important. You can't live your life in fear. Think of all the people that woke up this morning, some of them standing up all night, waiting and anticipating and hoping that this will come. We didn't know it was going to come today. We thought perhaps it might come next week if it came at all. But there's significance to today. And I'll let those who represent the community who are speaking in this arena speak to that. But it came today, and it's a powerful statement for these people who live in this community that live in fear. You can't let fear stop you. You cannot let fear stop you. Don't run from fear. Run into the current. Don't stand paralyzed from the fear. Move forward with the current. Don't push against change. Don't swim upstream. Lay back. Put your hands behind you and let go and flow with the current. Because through this current, your divine source, the universe, your God, is bringing you forward into your evolution. Why? Because you have asked for it. The most important aspect to this current is that when the current comes to your door, it is because you have asked for it. It doesn't come to your door to bring you some sign of an omen of something horrible that's going to happen. In your prayers, in your meditations, in your journaling, and the things that you do in your life to focus and process your energies, you have asked for this. And this is your answer. Embrace it, enjoy it, and let it move you forward. And know that it is coming time. Evolve to the next step. And know that your life is what you make it. Let's make our lives something powerful today. I want everyone to make this charge in their life today. This is your victory call. This is your oath. And that oath is this: I will become what it is I am destined to become today, and I will no longer resist. That for you. I will become what I am destined to become today, and I will no longer resist. That is your oath. That is your mantra. That is your call today. Write it down. Put it on your desk. Speak it to yourself through the day, because today is the day. Today is a powerful day. You will see change. You will see evolution. You will feel the tide today, for the energies are powerful. You are what you decide to become, and you will become the person you are destined to be, because you will no longer let fear stop you. I have to end a tad early today because I do have to go to another event. So I'm going to leave you with that information, and I will ask you one more time to stop letting the fear drive you. Let your life today be about your evolution tomorrow, and do this by no longer being afraid of change, no longer resisting change, but instead releasing yourself to the change so that you can evolve. I am Angel Thacker. This is Ignite and Evolve Radio. And I always tell you, ignite your life today so that you can evolve your life tomorrow. God bless everyone on this beautiful day. And contact me at any time if you have any questions, if you'd like to give some feedback. Go to my website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. You can email me there. Oh, my one last announcement I want to make. My podcasts have been accepted, and they are up on iTunes. You can go to iTunes now and download them and listen to some of the messages and of inspiration that come on the program every week while you're in your car or you're doing your exercises on your iPod. I look forward to our next show. God bless everyone, and take care.